What a can of Coke, with or without a walk after, does to your blood sugar. In the first level's internal experiment, we found that a simple walk helped mitigate the blood sugar spike from a can of Coke. The Levels team, author. Levels employees are not, for the most part, soda drinkers. That was the first thing we learned when we started logging the results of our Coke experiment. Our Slack was full of unenthused reactions to downing what was, for many, their first Coke in years. Chest burning. So many burps. Coke tastes pretty good. My stomach hurts now. Our aim, however, was serious. We wanted to back up with controlled data, something we saw anecdotally from our members all the time. Going for a short walk after a meal can help blunt the rise in blood sugar caused by the carbs you just ingested. There's a good physiological reason for this effect. Muscle contraction, as happens when you're moving, can spur glucose uptake. But we were curious if we'd see the real-world impact in our Levels dashboards across most employees with a controlled glucose load, a standard American can of Coke. We first tried this experiment using the 75-gram glucose drinks used by doctors administering an oral glucose tolerance test, common for pregnant women to test for gestational diabetes. But in addition to universal disgust at the overly sweet orange drink test, the intense glucose spike and crash left more than one employee feeling bad for hours afterwards. Said one, "I got super shaky, sweaty hands, blurred vision, had to lay down in bed immediately." We also felt Coke was more relatable. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, between 2011 and 2014, nearly half of adults and 63% of people 19 and under in the United States consumed a sugar-sweetened beverage on a given day. Although consumption is declining in some groups, it's still far too high. Here's what we found out. Note, this was an informal experiment, not a clinical trial. It is limited by the small sample size. The subject warrants further study on the controlled clinical conditions. The experiment. We hypothesized that people who were active after consuming a glucose load would see a reduced blood glucose rise and peak. Methodology. We recruited subjects from among Level employees worldwide. We are a fully remote company. Ages range from early 20s to mid-40s. 11 people, 3 female, 8 male, completed both the active and stationary portions of the experiment, and another 4, all males, completed at least one of the portions. We sent each participant 2 cans of Coke, all from the same source, to ensure a uniform sweetener type, high fructose corn syrup, and amount, 39 gram carbohydrate. Note that HFCS contains both fructose and glucose, and the ratio varies. This 2014 study found that Coke was 60% fructose and at roughly 21 grams of glucose. We asked each participant to consume the full can in a fasted state, at least 1 hour after waking up, and to consume no other food during the trial period. We also asked them to consume no alcohol the night before. Alcohol can actually lower glucose production. For the stationary, control portion, we asked people to avoid moving as much as possible for 2 hours after drinking the Coke. For the activity portion, participants went for a walk immediately after finishing the Coke and continued walking for at least 30 minutes, up to 2 hours. All participants used Levels to record their glucose response and activity, using either an Abbott Freestyle Libre or Dexcom G6 continuous glucose monitor. None of the participants has a diagnosed metabolic condition. By having participants complete both the active and stationary trials, participants served as their own controls. This allowed us to reduce the effects of individual glucose response difference, which can result from several factors, including their unique microbiome, micronutrient status, sleep, and genetics. The results. For the 11 participants who completed both portions of the experiment, we found the median delta of glucose rises between a walk and no walk to be 32.8%. The median glucose peak for activity versus no activity decreased by 18.5%, 162 mg per deciliter to 132 mg per deciliter. In other words, for most people, taking a walk after a Coke significantly decreased their blood sugar response. The individual responses vary considerably. One participant saw a nearly 100 milligram per deciliter difference between the two portions of the experiment, while another actually had an inverse response, a higher peak with the walk than without. This underscores the individuality of glucose response and the number of potential confounding factors, including sleep and stress. The science. These results comport with what we know about how our bodies use glucose, the primary fuel for our cells. Typically, when we consume carbohydrates, like sugars, our body converts those carbs to glucose, which enters our bloodstream. That triggers the release of insulin, which helps shuttle that glucose in the cells to serve as energy or to storage, returning our blood glucose levels to homeostasis. However, exercise can serve as an additional glucose disposal method. Our skeletal muscle tissue is a huge glucose sink. When we are moving, muscle contraction can enable our muscles to take up glucose from the bloodstream without a corresponding rise in insulin. We also know that you don't have to exercise profusely to realize these benefits. Research shows that moderate activity for just 30 minutes, 3 times per week, can improve insulin resistance and glycemic control. Another study found that many short bouts of movement throughout the day can be more beneficial than one long workout. The takeaway: to improve metabolic fitness, time bouts of even moderate exercise strategically throughout the day to blunt post-meal sugar surges. Narrated by Jamal West. Find this article and more at levelshealth.com.